In Uzbekistan, they've had only one president ever. It's Islam Karimov. He was elected 25 years ago, right after the breakup of the Soviet Union, and he's kept the former Soviet state under iron-tight control ever since. But his family says he's in intensive care after a brain hemorrhage, and there is no apparent successor. There was, at one point, his daughter Gulnara, but he had her put under house arrest. Natalia Antalava is a journalist and has reported on the Karimov family over the years. She's on the line with us from the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. So one of the world's most authoritarian leaders has been hospitalized. What do we know precisely about the situation, Natalia?
The fact that we know that he is in a hospital is in itself very, very telling. The big debate right now is whether he's alive at all or not. He might not be anymore, because in the previous years there have been numerous rumors about all sorts of conditions that he's had, and the Uzbek government has never made an official statement about any sort of medical emergency that he's gone through. So the very fact that we know that he's for sure in the hospital, that the government has made the statement, he's one of his daughters has also said on her Instagram feed that he's in a hospital, that in itself is very telling and probably means that things are very, very serious and there is very little doubt in anyone's mind that he's not going to be coming back to the office.
So I know there's not a lot of dissent, but we do know that there's also not a lot of love for Karimov in Uzbekistan. What are people expecting in terms of succession if he dies or if he's already dead? How crazy could it get?
We're talking about, this is not even North Korea where we at least see the pictures. We're talking about a very, very isolated government that's in charge of, 30 million people, in charge of Central Asia's biggest country. And in terms of when someone is talking about succession plan, it's almost impossible to predict. There are some educated guesses. Personally, from everything that I know, and again, it's very little, I think there is a succession plan in place. I think they will sort it out. And I think the people of Uzbekistan, despite all the hardships and awful years that they've gone through with Islam Karimov, they will see very, very little change. This is a president who is very old. I think they have been preparing for it for a while. If I were to guess, I would guess that the transition will be smooth, or at least as smooth as they can make it. I think the effect on the people will be minimal.
Uzbekistan's seen a rise in extremism, too, it should be noted. A number of Uzbek radicals have joined ISIS, and the state of Uzbekistan has been battling them along with political dissenters at large. Is there a feeling that Islamists, though, might take power if Karimov dies?
I think it is so unlikely that anyone outside the Uzbek establishment will take power when Karimov dies. Overall, in Uzbekistan, the dissent has been crushed to such an extent that it is absolutely impossible to imagine anyone taking charge of any sort of uprising. One of the things that Islam Karimov will be remembered for is boiling people alive.
That's been documented? There is proof of that?
That has been documented. There is proof that men have been boiled alive to death in Islam Karimov's jails. And so in that environment, to imagine any sort of an uprising, be it Islamic or any other, it's almost impossible.
Natalia, let me ask you about Karimov's daughters, because one of them, Gulnara, was seen as troublesome, and her own father had her put under house arrest. You actually managed to engage her in a conversation on Twitter some time ago. And the other daughter, she apparently alerted the world to her father's illness. You think the Karimov name will live on if he in fact dies?
It does look like the second daughter is still in favor. She's still very much part of the family, and she is speaking on behalf of her father. But unlike her older sister, she has never openly expressed any desire to be in charge. So it looks to me, and again, I'm slightly speculating, but it does look like she's done the deal with the people who will be running the country from now on. And, some people are wondering whether Gulnara, the eldest, is going to try to stage a comeback. From everything that I know, it looks very, very unlikely. I think she was in a very weak position before she was pushed out.
Our friend and reporter Natalia Antalava with the latest on Islam Karimov of Uzbekistan. Thanks very much, Natalia.
Sure, thank you.